That is the feeling of many of the members of parliament here. We have been, for a number of years, telling the government to actually get on with the reform of the security sector, which includes the building of a truly republican army here in the DRC. And as you know, we are a post-conflict situation. We were victims of a number of aggressions by some of our neighboring countries. And so despite the fact that this government has been in power, basically they've had 10 years to build a strong republican army so that they can be able to protect, as provided by our constitution, they can be able to protect the citizens of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. But again, they have failed to do so. And we have had, as you know, a recurrent a conflict in the east, which has led to the displacement of millions of people, and this on a continuous and repetitive basis. So yes, the feeling is that of sadness, and we have put this to the government, hoping that they will find a way to quickly end this situation.
The government is saying that it's doing everything it could to stop some of these rebellion and to protect unarmed civilians, including the help it gets from MONUSCO. Isn't that enough? And people are saying there are too many armed groups in the country.
It is not enough because they've had plenty of time to deal with this issue. We have actually, they've had a number of opportunities which, in my view, they have missed. In 2008, we held a big meeting, and this is the only occasion where all armed groups operating in Eastern DRC came together with civil society, with members of parliament, and they signed an agreement where they took the engagement to end the conflict. And this was on course. This is what was referred to as a Amani peace program. But for some reason, the government decided to end that program and to enter into a joint military operation with Rwanda and Eastern Congo. And this is what has led to the current situation of the mutiny of a section of our army in the east, which has actually been asking the government to honor some of the engagements that it took when they signed an agreement in March 2009. So this situation has been created by the government's failure to protect the citizens of the DRC in Eastern Congo, but also its failure to honor its own engagement with regards to this M23 group, which is which is part of the what used to be the CNDP before the integration into the Congolese armed forces.
Now, Honorable Boji, the foreign minister of Gabon met President Kabila to express concern as a neighboring country, and asked for a negotiated settlement to the security crisis. Do you think the call is justified?
Well, you know, the Congo has 9 neighbors, and if the Congo is unstable, the whole of Central Africa is going to be unstable. So we welcome the opportunity, the initiative by the Gabonese foreign minister. I believe that most Congolese people today believe that a political solution is the best way to end this. But on our side, we need to engage in a serious national debate on how to put an end to this situation, which has been going on for 10 years. Over the past 10 years, we have been treating the symptoms, but we have not addressed Addis yesterday, I think. I hope that somehow progress has been made in searching for a political settlement to this new crisis in Eastern DRC.
Those of you in Parliament, do you repose confidence in the ability of the administration to resolve this ongoing security crisis?
Well, I think that it is not only the matter of the government. I think everyone has to play a part in this. And this is why it is important that the question is addressed at regional and at the African level. We cannot leave the search for the solution to the government alone. We believe that with the support of some of our neighbors and the international community, we can find a way to end this situation.